What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, November 8th, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, opinions, and let you have your little say, your First Amendment expression about what's going on here. Okay, the midterm elections, supposedly, are over, but the circus is continuing. And I think the general impression is that our elections are about as real as professional wrestling. And the circus is definitely in town. There are all of these Democrats who are refusing to concede. They're demanding recounts. They're filing lawsuits all over the place. Down in Florida, the Democrats have a new buzzword. It's called undervoting. Okay. Ooh, we had people who undervoted. And so Gillum has unconceded, is demanding a recount, and mysteriously thousands of new votes are turning up for Gillum and Nelson just in the last 36 hours. Rubio is out there sounding the alarm, saying that, yeah, it looks like they're trying to steal the election because they've come up with all these previously unknown votes hours after the polls were closed. In fact, somebody actually got it on video. Boxes of ballots being transported in private vehicles and transferred to the rented trucks being used to take them to the polling places. This completely violates all chain of custody requirements for the paper ballots. And so, yeah, they're out there. They're cheating again. I don't know. I don't think Broward County's ever had an honest election in its entire history. But it is a circus out there, and it needs to be changed. And Donald Trump said he was going to change it, and he hasn't. He's dropped the ball on that one. Over in Texas, Beto O'Rourke spent $20.29 per vote, still lost. And we're hearing apparently out in places like Arizona, they're demanding recounts. There's going to be a runoff, and we're going to be living with this for a while now here. Okay, so let's talk about the new acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker. Apparently back in 2016, he published an op-ed disagreeing with then FBI Director James Comey's judgment that there was no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case against Hillary Clinton, and Whitaker disagreed. So it could very well be that Whitaker, as the new AG, is finally going to take action against Hillary Clinton and some of these other individuals. I mean, at least under Title 18, even if they don't touch the email server, even if they don't touch the potential for espionage, even if they leave the Clinton Foundation alone, one felony conviction under Title 18 will keep Hillary out of the 2020 election cycle. And that would make me very, very happy indeed. All right. Well, as you've probably heard, because it is the big shooting out in California, they had this shooting at a country bar during student night. And apparently it was a former Marine, 28 years old, wearing a trench coat, walked into this bar, country music bar in Southern California, out in Thousand Oaks, and just opened fire at random, shot the cashier, shot the bouncer, and then started shooting the dancers. Now, he had PTSD from his war experience. I'm going to take a guess here that he was on antidepressants of some kind. And he apparently committed suicide in the bar, and that's the big story. Everybody's out there right now. And used a .45 caliber handgun, did not use the gun grabber's favorite weapon, the AR-15. So they can't go on out there and scream about that one here. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, apparently had an accident last night. She took a bad fall in her office, and being as old as she is, she fractured three ribs, and she's currently in the hospital at George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C. And she's been admitted to the hospital for observation and treatment, but we've heard that she has cracked three ribs, which is going to make breathing very difficult. We are hearing from other sources that her cancer has come out of remission. She's been dealing with cancer going back to 1999, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, and we're hearing from other sources. She will retire from the U.S. Supreme Court January of next year, which means Trump gets to appoint a new Supreme Court justice, and we get to go through that whole Brett Kavanaugh circus all over again. Oh, 47 years ago, he touched me on my private parts, and I have no evidence about it, but you should believe me. And you know the Democrats are going to do that. The Democrats are going to fight tooth and nail because they want a liberal Supreme Court to push their liberal agenda. So we will have to go through that whole circus all over again. All right, we're going to do, excuse me a second. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. And already the left are responding to the firing of Jeff Sessions. They're out there screaming, see, it's proof. There's a cover-up. Trump is trying to cover up the Russia collusion and all the other things that we've been accusing him of. Sessions just wasn't doing his job. When you come right down to it, Sessions was spending all these resources on an absolutely pointless, politically driven witch hunt, and Trump had every right to fire him. And he had every right to take Rod Rosenstein off the Mueller investigation and every right to put Whitaker in charge, which means that this thing is going to kind of like crank down. However, the leftists are out there. They're organizing protests in 900 cities to protest the firing of Jeff Sessions. And apparently they were ready to go. They got web pages up already. They got these the call out on social media. And they're calling for all these protests to be held on November 8th, which is today, at 5 p.m. local time. I'm going to take a guess here that people aren't really going to show up for this. I think after the elections and after Kavanaugh and everything, I think everybody's kind of burned on out dancing to the left's puppet strings, unless the left has got a lot more money to hand on out for paid protesters, which they probably do here. So apparently Chris Christie's been spotted at the White House. There may be some major changes coming, which I would say are long overdue. Okay, and I keep saying this before. Trump's biggest mistake coming into the White House, he wanted to be magnanimous in victory. Yes, we were enemies, now we're all friends. And he kept all those Obama holdovers figuring that now that he was the boss, they'd be loyal to him. Well, it may work that way in business. It doesn't work that way in Washington, D.C. I guess after 2 years, Trump has finally figured that out. But, yeah, it's time for Trump to get rid of the obstructionists in his administration and fill that White House with people who are going to back him up, people who are going to be genuinely loyal to Donald Trump and his agenda, the agenda that he campaigned on. I still want to be head of NASA, by the way, Donald, if you're listening to the show here. And my first directive as head of NASA will be to order all the ground crews to dress up like apes every time there's a returning spacecraft. All righty. Antifa is back out there. They're in the news. They have been targeting Tucker Carlson at his home. And they're out there screaming, we know where you sleep at night. They confronted Ted Cruz at a restaurant last month. And these are the same people. went to Tucker Carlson's home, ringing the doorbell and saying, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night." And again, this is getting violence. Now, Rob Reiner, who is a filmmaker, actor, activist, probably better known as Meathead, is calling for liberals to man the battle stations and drag President Donald Trump out of the White House. Well, Rob, I'd like to see you try and do it. I think I would actually pay money to see you try and do that, mostly because I would enjoy seeing the whooping that you would get at the hands of the United States Secret Service Protective Detail. But I'm getting very tired, very concerned of all these liberals who are just calling for violent actions. So I think what's going on here is, even though the Democrats captured the House of Representatives, they didn't capture it by the margin they thought they were going to. They didn't capture the Senate. They're still trying to contest a couple of those seats, but they're not going to get back. You know, they're not going to get five back and take control of it. It's just not going to happen. So I think the incivility is, in fact, going to continue. They didn't get what they wanted. I mean, they've got the House of Representatives, which means we've got 2 years of gridlock to look forward to. So they're going to still throw tantrums in the street here. Okay. Story coming out of American Patriot Daily is claiming that Robert Mueller is planning something big for Trump's impeachment. And the story goes, Robert Mueller spent months laying in the weeds, and he went dark during the fall because of the midterm election, and now he's about to launch his endgame. That's nonsense. It's wishful thinking. If Mueller had anything, he would have moved by now. He would have moved before the midterms to shift the midterms more toward the Democrats by tarnishing the entire Republican Party with whatever Trump scandals he had. So it's wishful thinking. And they're still out there. And Pelosi, of course, she thinks she's going to be the Speaker of the House again. And she's out there. We're going to take the entire House of Representatives. We're going to weaponize it. We're going to hit them with subpoenas. We're going to find a reason to impeach Donald Trump. So now, interestingly enough, to show you just how saturated with politics this nation has become, they're already talking 2020. We just got past the 2018 midterms. They're already talking 2020. Who's going to be running? Who's going to be doing this? So apparently over at Hill TV, they ran a poll regarding potential Democratic candidates for 2020. And they put up Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders. None of the above won. Biden apparently came in second. I got to tell you, it just gives me the chills that they're even thinking Hillary is going to step back in. So I hope Whitaker nails her. Just one little tiny felony conviction under Title 18. Don't even have to send her to jail. One felony conviction, she's out of 2020. And we can all sleep better at night. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I have two things that are on my mind. The first one is Whitaker. I think this man's a fire breather, and I think you're going to get your wish.
Good.
If that makes, I think. At least that's what my tea leaves are showing.
Okay.
You know, this guy, he won't, you know, they wanted him to, you know, accuse himself from the Russia probe, and he won't do it. So, I mean, I think that's a good sign. And I'm glad to see Sessions out. The other thing that I wanted to bring up was Jim Acosta from CNN. This man, to me, is fomenting violence. Look how disrespectful he is. Look how he won't stop. I mean, and now you have people from The View that want to have this lady arrested. Where are the feminists now? I mean, all plays together. I think CNN is the ones that behind well, one of the people that are behind fomenting violence in this country. And I think Jim Acosta is the point man.
Well, yeah, I think he deserved to have his press credentials pulled. Trump is the president, and you can respectfully disagree with him and you can question him. But when you're trying to grandstand your own fame in the White House press room, I can understand why Sarah Sanders was constantly berating him and why Trump was referring to the hostile press, because they are. The corporate media has a vastly overinflated opinion of their own importance to society, especially in the era of the independent media where we have captured the lion's share of the audience. So they're out there trying to basically grandstand and say, we're still important, we're still relevant, we can get to the president and shout insults at him. Well, not anymore.
Exactly. And I'm just, you know, I think there's a good thing with this Whitaker guy. I don't know too much, so I'm going to have to dig my research out onto this guy, who he really is. But I like what I see so far. But you have a great day.
Yeah, so
and give
far
Mr. Claire
I'm liking it, again, because of his opinions regarding Comey's refusal to prosecute Hillary. I'd like to see him prosecute Hillary. We do know he's a Republican. We do know he's a Trump loyalist. And he certainly has the credentials to be running the Department of Justice, and you know, time will tell us how real he's going to be or if he can be corralled as well. But we're past the midterms. Trump has effectively a year and a half to show us that he really is the man that we voted for in 2016, before
totally
the 2020
agree.
Elections get here.
Totally agree. And one more thing that I want to say, QAnon got blown out of the water with this, didn't they? With that whole fake psyop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. That definitely was a psyop. Well, you have a great day and give Miss Claire the best.
I certainly will. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. And I hope the results for Claire was wonderful, I hope. But my subject was, on the radio yesterday, they were talking about this Julie Swetnick has now said that all this was made up, it was a lie and everything. But the repercussions from the Democrats and her lies is if a woman is having a heart attack and there's only men around, they're not probably going to help her out. And they're going to think, well, heck, this woman's going to claim, you know, if I try to give her mouth-to-mouth or try and massage her heart because of she has those bosoms there, and she's probably going to claim being molested and all sorts of things, and they're not going to give her any assistance. And to top it, women lie like Julie Swetnick. So I think this has totally been a big negative for women, and they need to stop. The Democrats need to stop and think about what they're doing to the rest of us, because
they never do. Back in the 1990s, when we went through that period of militant male bash feminism and the so-called rape crisis, which in hindsight never really existed, women were being encouraged to hit men with false accusations of rape. And the end result was that real rape victims were not being believed when they called the police. But again, for politicians, for opportunists, they don't care what harm they do to ordinary people. All they think about is their own wealth, their own power, their own fame, their own self-aggrandizement. They don't care about ordinary rape victims. Oh, yeah, they got raped. She probably deserved it. She was dressing provocatively. Anyway, listen, Andrea, we got to take a break for commercials, and I'm going to let you go here, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, with this whole thing, two different points. You know, the first one with Tucker Carlson and this mob. I know we're not supposed to say the M word, but this mob that showed up to this house. I was reading the article, and it talked about how they had done damage to his door and part of his home security system. Well, that is destruction of private property, which now becomes a crime. And since his alarm, since his security system has video, I think somebody should be going to jail. Now, with the Trump and Acosta, Jim Acosta thing, it's interesting. First of all, you're supposed to be a reporter or journalist, which at a press conference, if you know, call me crazy, but. You know, I remember a day when press conferences were so the press could ask questions, not challenge the president. But be that as it may, this whole issue of Jim Acosta trying to tell Donald Trump that this is not an invasion of immigrants. Well, let's go. Let's be fair here. Let's go to the definition of invasion. Now, everyone, when you say invasion, of course, the first thing comes to mind is an enemy force, an army, a military incursion into a country. But what about, try this one, an incursion by a large number of people into another space or sphere? How about this one? An unwelcomed intrusion. So I think there's two definitions right there that could absolutely be linked to this caravan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that there are Middle Easterners in this caravan who are from those countries that were basically put on Trump's block list because they are state sponsors of terror. And I mean, it's a mob of angry people. They're approaching our border. They intend to cross that border without the permission of the U.S. government. They're waving the flag of a foreign nation. What more do you need to call it an invasion? They got guns and they got bombs. What more do you need? Do they have to be in uniforms before you say it's an invasion?
And they have individuals who have already been interviewed who have talked about why they were deported. They were deported for murder, and they want to come back here so they can apply for a pardon. Since when do you apply for pardons? I mean, this is just purely ridiculous. And, you know, I'm almost at that point where I almost believe that Trump will be a one-term president because I don't see this being corrected. What would really throw everybody for a loop would be if Donald Trump would actually stand up and say, contrary to what you yo-yos might happen to think, I am the president, and if you go to the Constitution, you will find written right there in black and white on papyrus where I have the authority to control immigration into this country, and I'm going to act on that authority, whether you like it or not. And then on this issue of the elections with people not wanting to accept the results, it's interesting, first of all, how they all these boxes of ballots suddenly showed up. Wow, where have we seen that before? But then we have people challenging the results here in Georgia. And, Mike, I'm really hoping someone can explain this for me. Stacey Abrams is accusing Brian Kemp of trying to claim victory using old math. Old math as opposed to what?
Democratic math, you know, where 2 plus 2 equals 60.
Well, I guess, you know, hey, if boys can identify as girls, girls can identify as trees, you know, some guy can identify as a cow, I guess Democrats can identify as winners, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on here. Dude, complete disconnect from reality.
It's insane, man. I don't get it. And then, you know, here's another thing I'm still trying to figure out, waiting on somebody to explain this one to me. People are so quick to, I have a constitutional right, and then they elect people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who wants to take those rights away from you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't get it.
Remember, I mean, Alexandria, I mean, she made all kinds of promises. I'm going to give you all this free stuff. Not a word about how she's going to pay for it. And the bottom line is she can't.
You know. Actually, she has answered when she's been asked how she was going to pay for it, and she actually did answer it. You want to hear what her answer is?
What?
You're not qualified to ask me that question.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. All right, well, listen, Art, we got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm looking at the feed on Fox News. And apparently the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Warner, is making the rounds already, saying that, you know, Whitaker can't be the acting attorney general. He's got conflicts of interest. They're already trying to get this guy out because he's not loyal to the Democrats. The signal we are getting is that Whitaker is actually going to look into those dark places the Democrats don't want looked into. And they're basically trying to focus on how this is all a cover-up and how he's going to end the Mueller investigation. And that Mueller was right to go dark for the last 60 days because of the midterms. No, he didn't go dark because of the midterms. He went dark because he's got nothing. So they want Whitaker out of there already. They want a loyal, democratic, liberal cover-up artist back in there. They're not going to get it here. So now that the midterms are over, I'm hoping we're going to start seeing some serious changes. Trump, if he really seriously wants to run in 2020, he's got to kick some butt. He's got to put on those presidential brass knuckles and show that he can be the president. Because up until now, he's come across the perception, at least from where I'm sitting, is he's a weak leader. He's easily manipulated. He's susceptible to flattery. spends way too much time on Twitter. I'm sorry, he does. Anyway. Okay, so over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is out there. They have now filed a lawsuit over the Awan Brothers IT scandal. And once again, they filed Freedom of Information Act requests. They were turned down. They're having to sue. The cover-up continues. But there's something going on about the Awan Brothers, especially the way that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was protecting Imran Awan and kept him on her payroll right up to the day he got arrested, trying to leave the country. But this was a guy that is known to have broken into the computers of members of Congress, stole computer equipment from the government. It looks like it was a spy ring. And the question I have is, were they operating independently of or in partnership with what I suspect was an espionage ring run out of the State Department by Hillary Rodham Clinton, using her email server with its weak security to deliver U.S. secrets to foreign interests and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money? And that's where Whitaker really ought to be looking. But I can understand that if he wants to live to see Christmas, he'll probably stay away from that one. So I'm willing to settle for less. Just give us a Title 18 felony conviction to knock her out of the 2020 race. I'll be happy. Is it really so much to ask? I mean, James Comey admitted on TV she mishandled classified information. Now, he tried to excuse her for it, saying she didn't mean to do wrong, but if you read Title 18, intent is not required. I remember Trey Gowdy making that point over and over again. Intent is not required by this. She mishandled classified information. Nail her. Book her, Dano. Okay, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm getting sick and tired of these Democrats, what they're doing. You know, I mean, with what's going on now with these votes, Trump needs to send that new attorney general or his people down immediately to Cowards County there in Florida and make sure that they can't get away with any with stealing this election. The other thing is, as far as this attorney general goes, Trump got to make it clear right now. He's got to make an announcement and say, there's no way this man will not be replaced. He'll only over my dead body will he be replaced. That's what Trump should say. But I guess he still has to be appointed. Somebody has to still be appointed by the Senate. But at least I'm confident the Senate's not going to, you know, that they're not going to overrule Trump on whoever he wants as Attorney General. This guy's got to make a stand. Everybody's got to make a stand. The Democrats are right. Well, not just the Democrats, Antifa and all these other groups are pushing us closer and closer to that civil war we keep on talking about that we'd like to avoid. But at some point, we can't avoid it anymore. What they did to Tucker Carlson yesterday was an absolute disgrace. They smashed his door. They scared the you-know-what out of his family, his kids, his wife. Unfortunately, Washington, D.C. is very almost impossible to have a gun even to have it in your house. I don't know why he has a place for Washington, why he has a police stay in Virginia. You know, it's just getting out of hand, Mike. They're pushing it. They're pushing it. They will lose if it comes. If they want to take on Middle America, they'll lose. And by the way, don't trust the police, folks. Okay, especially in cities like Washington D.C. They're on the side. They're on the wrong side. Same thing with Portland, Oregon. Okay, that's why they were able to get away with murdering Seth Rich, and the police pretty much helped cover it up. They're dirt bags. They can't be trusted. And the same thing, of course, with the FBI. Maybe, I'm hoping, I'm praying now with his new attorney general, he'll straighten that out. He'll get the FBI straightened out. Trump, to me, should get rid of Ray. Ray's another, you know, clown that's worthless. And put in somebody from the outside, like a sheriff, David Clark. I think Dave Clark would be excellent for FBI director. If you got to keep the FBI at all, I wish you'd get rid of it, personally. I think it's worthless. Useless, but maybe if they had new management and guy like a patriot like Sheriff Clark, maybe it would become something again. I don't know. He's got
you're going to have to replace more than just the guy at the top. I mean, I think the whole upper echelon at FBI, you know, like attracts like. And they're all corrupted, and they're all angling for that center seat, and they're all part of the cover-up machine. And so I think that entire top level of management ought to be pink-slipped. Same thing at the Department of Justice, same thing at the Department of State.
I agree with you, but you have to have somebody first at the top that can make those changes and was willing to make those changes. Right now you don't have that in the FBI.
No.
Now maybe we
no,
are going to have
this
under justice. I got my fingers crossed, but I don't know. I don't trust any of these people. I think this government is about as corrupt as it's ever been in our history. And I just feel that we got this the Democratic Party right now. It's not the Democratic Party I remember. I'm sure you don't remember either. It's not the party of JFK. It's not the party of FDR. It's not even the party of somebody like a Jimmy Carter anymore. This is a corrupt...
No, it's the party of free stuff. It's the party of men using the women's restroom. That's what the Democrats have become. And they've almost become a character themselves. And then they're certainly the party of cheating. They are the party of cheating. We're seeing that. We saw it in 2016. We're seeing it again here at the midterms.
I just want to remind somebody what Stalin said. At least he's quoted saying this. But, you know, he said, it doesn't matter how you vote. Matters who counts the votes, and that seems to be more and more what's going on in this country now. We're very close to being the old Soviet Union, and the funny thing is, Russia seems to be becoming the United States. It's really it's incredible what's happening. You know?
Yep.
So that's about it. Like I said, let's keep our fingers crossed at this point that they can't get away with this thievery, and let's hope and pray that we can avoid a civil war. That you know. I think it might come to some kind of, if Trump has the strength, some kind of martial law to get these people under control. But I don't know. I really don't. It just seems to me that we're really going down that slide. And God help us. That's all I can say.
Right. Yeah. No, we're definitely very close, not just to Stalin's Soviet Union, but even getting into Nazi Germany, when you look at what's going on around this country, and it is very scary. It's tragic to see it happening. Back when Vincent Foster got murdered was my real awakening to how corrupt the entire government was. And over the last almost quarter of a century, I've just seen it get worse and worse and worse and worse. It's just rotting away in front of my eyes.
Well, you know, when you talk about Nazi Germany, right now I say the Soviet Union because it seems like the left is more on the, you know, it's more violent at this point in time than the right. But that could change, too. Okay, you do have real Nazis out there, too. I'm not talking about the fake, you know, they try to call the Proud Boys Nazis or anything, but I'm saying you do have swastika-waving real Nazis out there, and they're boiling over also, and they're just as dangerous, if not more dangerous. Well, they're just as dangerous as the left, and they could get more active now too. That is what happened in Nazi Germany during the Weimar Republic. The left and the right
yes.
were fighting each other, and the extreme left and the extreme right. The extreme right won out. Now that could happen also. That's another possibility. That's why I say it might be the best thing right now. If Trump, you know, this could declare some kind of a martial law, because it would be better to have martial law, to have troops patrolling the street. I personally trust the Army more than I trust. I haven't been a member of both military and law enforcement. I trust military far more than I trust law enforcement. The rank and file military I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the top generals who basically get to become generals by sticking their heads, you know, where. I'm talking about the rank and file military, the enlisted men, the mid-level officers, the you know, people like that. I trust them far more than I trust the police in cases like this. There's a military base.
Well, we have a lot of military around here on Hawaii. We have the highest per capita density of military because it's an island, and I talk to them all the time. And by and large, they're pretty much very serious about trying to preserve that Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Right.
So know, on that basis, you know, I'm in agreement with you.
Oh, by the way, there was one more thing, too. I forgot that I think we got a false flag there in California. I think the it turns out now this guy's supposedly a veteran. Bet you he was, well, he is a vet. I'll bet you he was on some kind of psychotropic drugs. They say he had PTSD. Very possibly he was put up to it, you know, if he was by the by a, some kind of thing like an MKUltra type of thing. And also, I think they're exaggerating with it. They're trying to make a hero out of the cop who got in the bar, got killed. They say, oh, he rushed into. I don't think he rushed into anything. I think he was probably drinking in a bar along with the rest of the people. And that just happened. But, of course, you know, the mainstream media, they want to, especially the fake news network, you know, Fox News Network. I saw this at the gym while I was working out there on a TV.
Yeah.
And it would make it look like the guy is a hero, barged in. That's not what I heard at the beginning. I have a feeling he was just in it. But, you know, they are always trying to push the government's, you know, the government's people as heroes and this and that, especially the police.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that this is probably what could happen. But I do believe it's a very good possibility. It's a false flag, Mike. Very good possibility, especially when I heard he was a veteran.
I don't think so. I mean, the fact that he was not using an AR-15... my read of the situation is that the guy got totally screwed up by his military service. He may have been subject to all kinds of experimental drug treatments, which does happen.
There you go.
Gulf War syndrome. He was definitely on PTSD. There had been several violent episodes. His own mother was afraid of him. And I would agree. In all probability, he was on some kind of prescription psychiatric medication, which we know can lead to episodes of violence. And I think this is a classic example of that.
But you don't think somebody just didn't put him up to it? You think he just... well, actually, when you put somebody in that many drugs, it's almost like, you know, sooner or later something's going to happen. It's just like you keep a bunch of hornets in your house. Sooner or later, one of them is going to sting you. You don't have to put them up to it. They're just going to do it. They're going to just sting. I got stung the other day by one in my couch. One of my dogs was digging in, trying to find. I said, "What's going on?" I put my hand in, whop! I got stung by a hornet. Okay, it's the same thing. You put a bunch of hornets in your house, sooner or later, one's going to sting you. You don't have to put them up to it. You don't have to train them. That's the way they are. That's what they do. And it's the same thing. You put enough drugs into people like that, and especially, you know, they have combat experience and their heads are messed up anyway. And you put all these psychotropic drugs into them, sooner or later, something's going to happen. You know, so.
Yeah,
you don't even have to
and
have
they pour these drugs into the people because it's a big moneymaker. And then you use the controlled corporate media to hide the fact that these medications can cause violence from the public that you want to sell these drugs to, even though on many of them now, if you read the little contraindications, the warnings on the package insert, they now acknowledge that these drugs can lead to suicidal and violent tendencies. In fact, I've noticed on even on the TV commercials, the very glitzy one, that fast voice at the end where they're saying this drug can do this and that, they're now starting to acknowledge they can lead to suicidal tendencies. Wonderful medications they're selling us here. Anyway, Mark,
yeah,
I'm going to let you go here. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over here to Joe in Tennessee. Joe, thank you for waiting so patiently. What is on your mind?
Well, I have a couple things I wanted to bring up. One is I really don't agree with you that Trump is a weak leader. No weak leader would call himself a nationalist. I mean, that is a very bold thing for a president of the United States to say, knowing what kind of attacks he's going to get for it. The other thing is his whole presidency was not, it was all bold, from being a candidate to not putting up with the political correctness. He is, one thing, is not a weak leader. He's a very, very bold man. You might disagree with him, but that's a fact. But I wanted to talk about the election and what a great victory it was for Donald Trump. I mean, people talk about how they lost the House. Well, 45 Republicans, incumbents, didn't run. So that actually tilted the scale. If the 45 Republicans weren't timid but were scared because of all the propaganda about the blue wave, then they probably would have won half those votes and Republicans would still have the House. Now, anybody that Donald Trump ran for the Senate, I live in Tennessee. He was out here four or five times. He was in Missouri, Indiana, Florida. He was all over the place. And any place that Donald Trump won, except for West Virginia and Montana, went for the Republicans, which was incredible. So, and not only that, Ohio and Florida, the governorships, which are going to be very important in the next election. So I think this was a huge victory for Donald Trump, besides the fact that he changes Corker for Blackburn, right? That's a huge thing. McCain is gone. Flake is gone. All the only downside is they got Mitt Romney coming in.
Joe, I hate to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. And thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And they're just finishing up this news conference out in Thousand Oaks, California. Basically not saying a whole heck of a lot. We're still processing evidence. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Chris in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, Michael, and thank you so much. I was stricken by Joel's comments previously, and I thought I might correct his misperception of Trump's statement in declaring himself as a nationalist and falling for the leftist lies of the Southern Poverty Liar Center, or Pedophile Liar Center, if you like that better, and the ADL, claiming that the only nationalist is a white nationalist, when in fact the Nationality Act of 1940, Immigration and Nationality Act, and Title 8 U.S.C. Section 1101, A22B specifically says that the term a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. You can also find this information on the Immigration and Naturalization so-called passport form, the Department of State manual or Department of State Form 11, that we all pick up at the post offices, down in the warning box, and it says you must be either a, it doesn't say a, but it says you must be either a U.S. citizen or a non-citizen, small case, U.S. national. And that's an alternative status. Going back to Downs versus Bidwell, pointing out that there are explicitly two particular political statuses that exist in America, and we see this foisted by Hillary Clinton and everybody else who want to claim themselves elite, but that second status comports with that of an ambassadorial, a consular, or diplomatic immunity status. And so I think Trump actually truly knows precisely what he's speaking of when he calls himself a nationalist, and I don't think he's implying white nationalists in any way, shape, or form whatsoever, because he's not an ignorant dupe like most unfortunate people who have been victimized by the so-called public free education system, which may be more costly than most of us cognize here in America.
Okay. Yes, I see your point. In the current context of the debate between the globalists and the nationalists, that was the context in which Trump made his statement. That he wanted to basically put America first, and it had nothing to do with race or even all that much to do with politics. It was simply saying, you know, I'm putting this country first. I'm not part of the globalist agenda. I'm a nationalist. And I say the same thing myself all the time. And I think that was the context that Trump was operating in. But again, while there is no doubt that Donald Trump can get up on a stage and rouse the audience and get them all going, from my point of view, so far, he's been a very weak leader. He does seem to be easily swayed, manipulated. It's known he's susceptible to flattery, and he's not actually getting things done that he promised he would do. Anyway, Chris, we got to take a break for station identification. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you so very much.
We will be right back. What?
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.